Backseat Quickies, episode 12. Paul.
Wow, chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, 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 chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, 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 wow.
Hey, I'm Scott.
And I'm Bhavna.
Yeah, and we're back! OG! Yeah, this is Backseat Quickies, and we are talking about Paul, which hit DVD like a month ago, which was when we were going to review it, but then scheduling and stuff. But Paul is the story of two nerds from England showing up for Comic-Con and then taking a road trip to famous UFO sites until they meet an alien, played by Seth Rogen, who proceeds to behave basically like Seth Rogen. And it turns into this buddy comedy as they all run from the law, the feds, and rednecks in a Winnebago.
The best Winnebago ever, honestly. I would pay tickets to be on that Winnebago.
But yeah. Like, in terms of my high-level thoughts on this is I think this succeeds pretty well as just sort of a pastiche of UFO culture and the movies that surround it, but is just missing a few building blocks to make this a really great sort of road buddy comedy thing.
And as a movie by Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, I thought it hit the nail on everything that they do. It was great. Their bromance. It's almost as if they weren't acting, which is...
Well,
which
asking is... these two guys to play two British nerds with some unresolved homoerotic tension, it is not exactly... difficult.
Shaun of the Dead. Hot Fuzz.
Yeah. Yeah, the cast is great. Like, everyone in it is great. It's got Kristen Wiig, and I like her in things, and Sigourney Weaver shows up at the end to be completely badass in an evening gown.
Yeah, Patrick Bateman's just hilarious. And we had Bill Hader being, well, Bill Hader-esque. And the dude from I Love You, Man, with the really squeaky voice. I'm sorry, man, I don't know your name.
Throughout the movie, they make nice little nods to nerd culture and UFO culture and a lot of Spielberg movies. And those are all really great. And it's just fun to see these guys riff on things that they clearly love a great deal. And, there's this one sort of pothole in the plot where they spend 5 minutes debating, sort of Christian, like, basically Christian Science, and as, an alien scientist yells at, about how belief in God is completely ridiculous. And then the scene's over, like, they don't really talk about it again. It's just this odd plot, it's like this weird dipsy doodle in the plot that I'm like, You could have done a whole movie about just that. And I think there's actually a whole genre of science fiction that deals with religious people in the future, or in spacefaring societies, but I just find it odd as just this little one-scene thing.
Well, maybe they were trying to do it like they were the rest of the movie and have it as part of a montage on all alien movies ever made since the 80s.
could be true. But yeah, as I mentioned before, it's missing a few building blocks for a road comedy, and you get down to this chase scene at the end, and I'm like, this chase is not big enough. It needs to be Blues Brothers big. You need to have the rednecks from the beginning of the movie and, like, I don't know, the National Guard or something also on the road after them.
And what would have made it extremely epic would have been a cameo from the Men in Black. Now that would have made it spectacular.
Yeah. Either Tommy Lee Jones or I would have accepted David Duchovny.
So, yeah, David Duchovny, or at least the X-Files music when someone that looks like David Duchovny, anything like that would have been amazing.
Well, they even mentioned that part of the story is that Paul, the alien, has been sort of interacting with Hollywood people as part of a plan to get humans used to the idea of aliens, so he claims he created Agent Mulder.
That part actually had me in stitches. It was pretty hilarious.
Like, again, this is a great comedy. There are a lot of, like, little lines and scenes that are just, will leave you laughing for minutes on end.
Great cameo by Jane Lynch as well.
Oh, yeah. Jane Lynch's scene was great, and, I just gotta say that, obviously, we've been reviewing a lot of CGI-heavy movies just because it's summer. But this is a different kind of CGI. This doesn't need to wow me. This needs to make me believe. Like, you have to not really notice the CG around the surrounding Paul And I think it works. I think he stops being, oh, this alien thing, and just this guy hanging out in the RV.
Yeah, he was kind of the best alien ever. You know, he was... the movie just did a really good job in encompassing almost all the alien, like, stereotypes and, you know, myths and all that stuff, and putting it all together, and made it into a really funny movie. It's just really funny.
Yeah, just good, like, you know what? If you haven't seen it yet, pick it up, give it a rental. It's definitely well worth your time. I'm gonna give this, like, 4.5 stars out of 5.
Yeah, I'd give it about the same. It was great. It was, and if you're a fan of, you know, the Edgar Wright bunch, as I like to call them, it's a pretty good watch. A little different than what you're used to, but it's still really funny. Their bromance is at the core.
Yeah. Well, and this is, and again, the casting's written this in that it's the Edgar Wright bunch sort of slamming into a bunch of Apatow's crew, and they're all great guys.
Throw in some Arrested Development, and you're good to go.
Yeah. And that's that for this week. Catch you next time.
Oh my god, it's the Backseat Producers. Swoon.
Backseat Quickies and a number of better podcasts can be found at backseatproducers.com. If you can offer any feedback or submit your own quickie, check out the thread at spookyouthouse.com/forum. Music by Scott Wachter.
Oh yeah, baby.